For more than 15 years, it's been known that pregnant women who take folic acid during early pregnancy can dramatically reduce the risk of spina bifida and other neural tube defects in their babies. A new study from the United States suggests a woman's overall diet can also significantly affect the chances of having a healthy child. It found that women who consume a good diet before and during pregnancy have significantly less risk of having a baby with several different kinds of birth defects. Rachel Carbonell reports.
The US study, published in the Archives of Pediatrics and Adolescent Medicine, analysed maternal diets and the incidence of neural tube defects like spina bifida and orofacial defects such as cleft palates. It interviewed thousands of mothers with due dates between 1997 and 2005 and found that healthier diet patterns were associated with reduced risks of both kinds of birth defects. Professor of Medicine at Monash University and Director of Research at Melbourne's Alfred Hospital, Stephen Jane, says the research is an important addition to what is already known about diet in pregnancy.
Most studies in the past have looked at single-agent supplementation, so obviously folic acid, much of the work pioneered in this country. So in those studies, it just looked at the effects of administering a single agent on the frequency of birth defects. So it's been known for a long time with folic acid supplementation that you can reduce the incidence of neural tube defects to the point that in most Western countries now, breads and other grains are supplemented with folic acid to provide an adequate intake to make sure the incidence of neural tube defects are reduced. But this study didn't look at a single agent supplementation like folic acid. It looked at the holistic diet. So it really studied by questionnaire what the quality of the diet that mothers were taking in, wondering whether there were other agents that were included in the diet that we wouldn't find a single agent that were influencing the incidence of birth defects.
And what did it find?
It found, not surprisingly, I think, that quality diet is very important in the setting of birth defects, both in neural tube defects and in orofacial defects. And this couldn't be explained simply by the known vitamin supplements that are active, such as folic acid, but presumably there are a range of other nutrients that we take in a balanced diet that's important for maternal health and obviously the development of the fetus and having children that don't develop congenital birth defects.
So this study found that those women who were judged to have been eating a healthier diet did in fact have a lower incidence of birth defects in their
children. Absolutely, both of neural tube defects and orofacial defects, and these reductions in frequency were in addition to the benefits that might have been attributable to folic acid intake, for example.
And how significant were those findings? How significant was the lower incidence of birth defects with the better quality maternal diet?
Oh, it was certainly a significant reduction in birth defects. Look, I think it's been known for some time that folic acid certainly isn't the only part of the story for neural tube defects. I mean, there are certainly other vitamins that have been identified, some of which are in clinical trial at the moment to try and reduce the incidence of birth defects. So I think people have understood that there is a broader aspect to diet apart from just folic acid. And I think this study underpins that further by showing that a very good and healthy diet is obviously important to reduce birth defects in many forms.
Professor Stephen Jane from Monash University and the Alfred Hospital in Melbourne. Rachel Carbonell, the reporter.